the government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
What if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? What if you could love your country, but hate what the government has done to it? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
Hi, and welcome. This is the Friday Show. I'm so excited that you're here and listening. I have a special guest. He is Alan Dershowitz. He is a Harvard professor. He was a Harvard professor to many sitting politicians. He is a distinguished senior fellow at Gatestone Institute. And through his tenure at Harvard, he maintained his legal practice in both criminal and civil law. His clients include the high profile figures as Patty Hearst, Leona Hemsley, Jim Baker, Michael Milken, Ted Kennedy in his homicide case, O.J. Simpson, Nazis, Mike Tyson, Jeffrey Epstein, communists, pornographers like Harry Reams, the movie Deep Throat, Julian Assange, and Trump. And his latest book is Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Welcome, Alan Dershowitz. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. This is such an interesting book. What was the goal with this? What did you really want to have people walk away with?
Well, I'm not a Trump supporter politically. I voted for Biden. I'm a liberal Democrat. But I hate when either side uses the criminal justice system in a weaponized way. And both sides are doing it. Much more, the Republicans are being victimized by it. But they're doing it, too. They went after Mayorkas and tried to impeach him on grounds that aren't specified in the Constitution. Treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors. But mostly it's the Democrats who have gotten together, basically, and decided to defeat Donald Trump for election, not at the polls, but in the courtrooms. And what they're doing, for example, they timed this trial, the one in New York, specifically to become active during the campaign season. And the goal was to shut him up. He has a gag order. If the judge is going to impose a gag order, you ought to put the trial off until after the election. You can't have a gag order in the middle of an election. Mm-hmm. And also, they were intending to lock him in the courtroom. That's what they've done. There's no case there in New York. There's absolutely no case. Nobody can even articulate what the crime is. You know, under fair warning requirement to the Constitution, any ordinary citizen has to be able to look at the statute books and say, now if I go here, I'll cross the line. Could anybody conceivably know that they would be charged with making a misleading statement on a corporate form 8 years before ago under the statute of limitations, but being accused of thinking at the time, thinking that what you're doing it for is primarily to get elected, not to spare your wife and children and business embarrassment. And that suddenly converts an expired state misdemeanor into a state felony through use of federal crimes that haven't been charged and basically he didn't commit. So I can't even explain. I'm a pretty good explainer, but I can't even explain what this case is about. But there it is.
Yet they're moving forward. So worse than a kangaroo court, it just seems odd. All four cases. He announced his presidency running for re-election in 2022. And then more cases emerged, right? So they had the one case and then more cases emerged. And so this has been for you, you say, in your... representing Trump. You only represent clients once. You represented Trump. And since then, and since writing this book, your friends have alienated you.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Larry, for example, whose kid I helped get into college.
Yeah.
Let him use my gym. And mm-hmm. We had dinner at my house many times. He won't talk to me. He says, you're disgusting. You're despicable. Because you defended Trump. You know, he doesn't understand the Constitution, the right to counsel. So, you know, people confuse my legal support for somebody with my political support for somebody. But I've represented a lot of people who I disagree with politically, and I'll continue to do so. Mm-hmm. The object of legal counsel is like a doctor in the emergency room. Doctors in the emergency room that ask their patients, what party do you vote for? Mm-hmm. They them as a criminal lawyer, a constitutional lawyer. That's what I do.
Why do you think he's running if he knows it's fixed? It doesn't even make sense as a business decision. Why do you think he's doing it?
I think he thinks he can do well for the country. He did very well economically. He did very well foreign policy-wise. He didn't do very well, in my view, on issues like abortion and other more domestic policy issues. Mm-hmm. But he thinks he will be a great president. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. Everybody who runs for president thinks they will be the next Abraham Lincoln. And so he's running. Mm-hmm. And it's not doing his business any good. It hurt his business. And it's certainly not doing his popularity any good. Mm-hmm. But thinks that it's important for the country for him to be the president again.
You have supported Hillary vocally, Biden, of course, you just mentioned, and Barack. And as far as where we're at as a country, we now have, even with George Bush, even go back all the presidents, we can in the last 100 years, but we have continued NSA spying. We have expanded executive power. We have free speech zones, mandated shots, omnibus bills, weaponization of the IRS. Biden wants to do a 10-year money agreement with Ukraine, which would expand his power immensely. And I'm not sure that's very legal to do. And so in all of this, even with all the outrageous taxes coming, watching this and being a constitutional attorney, how is it that to support these people into office? Like you said, you voted for Joe Biden. How do you support when we see all of these things going on in our country and the abuse of liberty?
You always look at the lesser of the two evils. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have voted with enthusiasm for a candidate for quite some time.
Right.
Sometimes I regret my vote. I regret my second vote for Barack Obama. I should have voted for Mitt Romney. Obama was a disastrous second-term president. He damaged American foreign policy immeasurably. And he will go down in history, by the way, as one of the worst foreign policy presidents ever. He didn't have a foreign policy. He had a foreign ideology. And that's the way you govern. So I don't know who I'm going to vote for in this election. I'm going to wait until late October, early November, and make a decision based on a totality of the circumstances. But it will not impact one iota.
Is there a deep state? This has come up often on my show, and many, many like it. And is there a deep state?
Let me explain. I don't like the term because it sounds conspiratorial. There are a large group of permanent residents in the government bureaucracy of Washington, most of whom tend to be on the left. And they make lots of important decisions. By the way, that issue is coming up in front of the Supreme Court this year. Whether the administrative state, which you can call it, should have as much power as they have under a Supreme Court doctrine of several years ago. So I think the weakening of the power of the alphabet agencies, you know, it started obviously during the Roosevelt administration and the New Deal, and it's gotten more and more and more and more. And I can't stand when these bureaucrats who, you know, aren't elected to anything, and they start putting out statements. Most recently, a lot of them in the State Department came out against Israel and wanted Biden to and Blinken to change their policies toward Israel. Stick to your jobs, folk. No, we didn't hire you to express positions on Middle East politics any more than we hired university professors to express their bigoted positions on Middle East politics.
Who do you admire on the Supreme Court? And it can be somebody that's passed away, too. Who have you admired the most?
I think probably Louis Brandeis. He invented a new way of thinking about the court. Came to the court in an unusual way. We have too many judges on the Supreme Court, former judges, too many professors on the Supreme Court. Louis Brandeis was a practicing lawyer. He was the best lawyer in the history of Boston, maybe since John Adams. I think he was better than John Adams and as a lawyer. And he came to the court with all this incredible experience in lawyering and banking and economics and labor unions. And I think he ended up being probably one of the great justices. Flawless? No. He made a terrible mistake. In 1929, he joined Oliver Wendell Holmes in voting for a decision that allowed the sterilization of, quote, imbeciles, people who had three generations of mental illness in the family. It was a terrible, terrible decision. And other great justices have written terrible decisions. The Supreme Court decision allowing the detention of 110,000 Americans of Japanese origin mm-hmm. was a terrible, terrible decision.
Right.
Joy Black, one of the great justices in history. So I don't look for perfection on the Supreme Court. I look for pretty good. And, you know, most of the justices on the court are pretty good.
We have a couple minutes remaining. Do you think Trump's attorneys are not competent? I mean, they seem to be not bringing up the big issues in court, because this book, Get Trump, is a lot about these cases. And do you feel like they're incompetent? They're certainly doesn't seem like they're going after the points that should be made in court.
I think some of them have made very incompetent decisions. For example, the argument in the Supreme Court about immunity. The lawyer failed to take advantage of having a 10-minute rebuttal where he could have answered all the questions, and then he conceded away the case. He basically said, oh, this point, that point, they're all private, private, private. Do you know what Jack Smith could have done if he wanted to? He could have reissued the indictment just against Trump on the private aspects and gone to trial next week against him. I don't think his lawyer in that case did a commendable job. I think his lawyers in the New York case seem to be doing a good job. I'm not inside the courtroom, which is a scandal. We should all be inside that courtroom. It should have been televised. When you have the first trial of a former president of the United States running for president, the American public has the right to see what an absolute disaster that trial is. We don't have to read about it in the New York Times or get it through the prism of CNN. CNN thinks this is the strongest case since Abraham Lincoln's assassination. But don't believe anything any legal analyst tells you on CNN. They're always wrong.
Wow. 30 seconds. We're seeing what's happening on campus could be a product of how they've been taught over the years. And we see a woke McCarthyism coming, yes?
Absolutely.
In your view.
Mm-hmm. I have a new book out since this book mm-hmm. called Against Woke, How the New McCarthyism Was More Dangerous Than the Old McCarthyism. We're seeing it, and it's destroying our education system. The American university is on the decline, and I think unless it's revived, we'll be in a death spiral.
All right. Thank you so much, Alan Dershowitz. Thank you for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305, record day before, to compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I thought I was going to have more time with Alan Dershowitz, and bummer. I had so many more questions, as you could probably imagine. His stance on the Second Amendment, he's all for gun control, makes no sense when it comes to defending oneself and understanding that there were two. He's a staunch supporter for Jews, for Israel, but I know he realizes that there were two laws that confiscated guns prior to the actions that happened in Nazi Germany. So, you know, it doesn't make much sense, right? And I wasn't able to get a lot in, but appreciated the short amount of time that we got. It's usually how that rolls sometimes. Anyway, welcome back. And of course, Birch Gold, you know what? Closing out cash to digital currency without anyone realizing it overnight. This very large bank in Australia did that. And I am telling you, we're going to see more of it. And the drill in New York, remember this, the drill in New York for incoming digital currency and the ousting of cash was done by the New York Federal Reserve. And they said that multiple times in the document that they were going to have mass problems carrying over numbers, carrying over your savings amount, carrying over your IRAs. And it was like this big forewarning that this is going to happen. And just letting you know, that happened a couple of years ago. They did that drill. And please text Birch 989898 and text them my name, Kate, to get some information on how to prepare yourself for what's coming. Okay. They don't do drills for nothing. So a couple of things about that we didn't get to. Glenn Beck interviewed Alan and called him John Adams. I probably heavily disagree with that. I see a guy who he takes on the cases that Ted Kennedy, O.J. Simpson, the Nazis, and I agree with having a defense. One of my questions for him was going to be, you know, the loopholes, how many loopholes as a defense attorney do you do when you know they're guilty? And how does that square if you are, if you have principles at all, if you're trying to say I have principles and the whole principle of making sure everybody has a defense, but how far do you go? The other thing was he said that he in several interviews has regretted Jeffrey Epstein's case, that he wished he hadn't have done that. But he has been friends with Lord Rothschild and Jeffrey Epstein for quite some time. But he said he did not know about what was going on with the underage girls. So. And I wanted to know what he would say about the deep state. That was a question of mine. Because when we're looking at the deep state, there are an awful lot of players in the deep state. And I think that, these cases, like he said, with Trump, they have no backing. They have no legs to them. So why are they in the court system? What are we doing here? And some people will argue, well, it's the deep state going after him. I don't so much agree with that anymore. There's too many. And I think the fact that the cases have been building to now four. So there's always one in the news. There's always something going on. There's something wrong with that. There's something not right with that. The other thing was his staunch support for Hillary and his support for Biden, and has, you know, said, I love Biden and Biden is great. And I've watched him through the years. And yet when I listed all the things that are wrong right now, not all the things, couldn't even get to the list. I mean, some of the things that are wrong right now with our society, many of them responsible for the society in which we live right now. So NSA spying and expanded executive power and the loss of free speech and censoring. I know I'm censored. So how do we square voting for those people? Usually, and this was actually on my list, people go to a libertarian stance because they are tired of government, because they see how government's being abused through the Constitution. Okay. But I feel as though if in this day and age, you are still a Democrat, liberal, or a rhino, or whatever you are, that maybe we're not seeing, and not that everybody has to be libertarian, no, independent, whatever you want to be, but at least we have to see the abuses going on and that this is going on for a reason and wanting to jump into that fray. So there's a lot of questions I had for him. But when I come back, I'll take your calls. I also want to tell you about two things, one in Arizona and with the AG with firearms. You won't believe that one. I'll be right back. It's you just can't even imagine. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
It would sure do me good to do you good and let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, it ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. Have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good and let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. You're holding me tight, you're telling me everything I wanna hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. Let me help it.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, I'll take your calls. I'm sure you got. I'm sure you have things to say out loud. You know, I want to. It's a weird position to be interviewing all these different guests every year, and it's interesting to kind of see what's in their mind. What makes them tick? Because usually that's why I'm interviewing them, is I kind of want to know from them. And this is why I asked Alan Dershowitz about the deep state, but he didn't really answer about the deep state. And so that you know, it says volumes to me. But there's so many different things that we could have talked about, and all of his liberal stances. And of course, I had a lot of questions about Israel that I wanted to ask him. And that is, does he, as much as he takes on the stance that everybody has to have the very best defense, even the bad guys, right? Do we also look at criticism to governments to be able to ask good questions? Because I think that that's fair right now, is to say, okay, well, what about their governments of every single country? And I wanted to see his answer on that. But I will take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I've been following Dershowitz for over 40 years. He is as much a player for the New World Order conspiracy. He's a subversive. He's a traitor to America, as Biden and Obama and Trump and so forth. Let me comment on some of the things he said. I wish I could have called in and debated him on them. But first of all, you're no constitutionalist if you say you vote for the lesser of two evils. If you had Hitler and Stalin running against each other, you'd have to vote for Hitler because he killed fewer people and he enslaved fewer people than Stalin. Mm-hmm. What is constitutional about that? A constitutionalist supports only constitutionalists. Another point, he talked about Trump's history when he was in office, a good record. I would like recommend everybody read a book or just see the C-SPAN one-hour interview of David Stockman. David Stockman was Reagan's first term economic budget advisor. He headed up the, he was the director of management and budget, former congressman. And the book is titled, and you can get the interview, David Stockman, Trump's War on Capitalism, not attack, War on Capitalism Freedom while he was in office. He concludes between loss of jobs, violation of all sorts of
a lot of people aren't going
freedom.
To a lot of people Pardon aren't me? Going to see that because the economy we had because of the gas prices, because of the jobs, they might not agree with you.
Yeah, well, he took the data and added it up. He said there's more loss of jobs under Trump's term in office than any president since Truman. More economic damage since Truman. You know, that going back 80 years we're talking about. But other points. So the book is, again, Trump's War on Capitalism, Freedom, and just look at the C-SPAN one-hour interview of him listing the facts. But another thing. He said, immunity. So this, we have this, the one case over this, supposedly the insurrection and so forth, you know, that's bogus. But the reason they may have this case is they may establish a precedent that'll move us hugely towards a totalitarian police state. And that is to give claim that the president has immunity to do anything he wants. He can order the military to kill your children.
Right, expanded
power. He'll be immune from that. And the Constitution says presidents have zero immunity. Only Congress has a limited immunity when in office and on the way to the Capitol and leaving the Capitol. So that's bogus as well.
Yes.
Another point, going after McCarthy. McCarthy was one of the ones exposing what's going on, the conspiracy.
I agree. I agree with you.
So this is one bad man. He's. I wish we could debate him on. He won't take on anybody that's a real constitutionalist to expose him. And they have so many that hide behind it, like Obama did, claiming he's a constitutionalist. Any true constitutionalist would tear any of them apart.
I agree. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. No, great comments. And McCarthyism. It was a very real thing. And now we have classified it into a certain genre of it's a strange thing. Look, they have the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023 that our Republicans are going to try to push through, and they're going. So now you know one of the reasons for the faked protests, right? And so this is on the floor. The House of Representatives had another show vote to make people feel good about themselves by passing a bill that says anti-Semitism in the title. That's what happened, and it's put on the floor by Republican leadership, and it was put on the floor by Republican leadership despite knowing that it was pulled from going through committee. We don't have a chance to amend it. We didn't have a chance to discuss it. We don't have a hearing on it. It's just all kinds of interesting stuff going on. So, in the face of the fact that the 1940s were a very, 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 very long time ago, and I'm not quite sure that we are, that for some reason they're rushing in with this bill. So you can probably imagine why. Okay? It's strange, you guys. This is very weird. Anyway, there is a conscious effort, and this is why we always talk about both sides of the aisle. One of my other questions for him was the right-left game, and I wanted to see what he was going to say about that. But when I asked him about deep state, and I asked him about all of these things that have happened in the Constitution to violate it, sometimes the non-answers are very interesting. So the Arizona governor signed the bill repealing the abortion ban. And of course, they had to call it the 1864 law. Now, there were things that had happened since then, like in 1910, but they don't call it the 1910. They got to call it the 1864 law. A life is a life is a life. 1864, 2024. Still a life. Okay. And they had to call it that so that they could say to the American people, we're progressive, we like murder, and we're progressive. It's very, some weird stuff's going on. Anyway, Katie Hobbs, who's in there, I think pretty fraudulently, signed HB 2677 in Arizona, and the Senate voted 16-14. So, Arizona used to be a very conservative state. Not so much. And the tactic to call it 1864, so insane. I mean, I'm surprised that that the articles out there, I mean, I know a lot of the mainstream articles are out there. You can get a really good article on this, actually, with just the news by Michael D. Riddler on thenewamerican.com. But it's pretty amazing out there. They're usually showing pictures of women back in 1864. And I'm sorry, a life is a life is a life. They can do that all they want, but nothing changes that. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about water finding, water witching, which is amazing. I've talked about this on the show before, but I actually have an expert coming in. He's 90 years of age. He's been doing this pretty much his whole life, and finding water everywhere. And it's all underfoot, people. And the drought narrative, it's going to blow the drought narrative away. I promise you that. You're going to get a lot of the drought narrative coming up, local or state or federal. They love to capitalize on this in the summertime, and we're going to be getting this so much. I'm almost nauseous thinking about it because it's such a lie. We have a lot of water underfoot, and many times it's an endless resource underfoot. So there's because it's at varying degrees of into the earth. So we'll talk about that. Tulsi Gabbard, I think, is next week, by the way, if you were wondering, because I know I had announced Alan Dershowitz and Tulsi. Tulsi will be next week, I believe. And when I come back, I want to tell you what the Second Amendment is doing presently, what's going on with the Second Amendment, because of the fact that there is a whole new, the state AGs are challenging the ATF's new expanded definition of gun dealer. And so this is important. It's important for everybody to know what's going on this front. Because people like Alan is completely for gun control, yet wants Israel to defend themselves. Like it's amazing to me how that happens. Like we send arms in every foreign aid bill, right? We're sending arms to defend, but we don't want anyone here armed. Very strange. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Make sure you get over to donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. These are the guys that can help you. They're helping reduce rates, which is saving people so much money a month, and get them to negotiate, even if that's all you do with them. Get them to negotiate your rates down because it takes somebody that knows how to do that and go about that, and they're doing terrific, terrific job. So let them do that, or if you need to get out of credit card debt, if it's piling up on you, they're the best people to call. Donewithdebt.com. Go to the website. Just fill out, there's just a couple of things you fill out, and they keep it private. And then, of course, tell them I sent you. Our great sponsors support this show and make it so that that you can hear this show. And I pick them for a reason, is I love what they're doing. So donewithdebt.com, one of the best companies out there helping people to get rid of credit card debt, which I love. MyPillow.com, don't miss out on their $25 sale. It is amazing. And two pillows for $25. I mean, it is, it's getting taken advantage of, I'll tell you that much. And I don't know how many more days they're going to do this, but take advantage of this. Put in the code Kate at MyPillow.com, okay? You're going to love everything at MyPillow. I love all their products. So their $25 blast is amazing. And there's all kinds of things for $25 to take advantage of. It makes great gifts for yourself or for somebody else. So number one thing, I was looking at all the pictures of the matching umbrellas on the only campuses where things are taking place. And it's, oh, you guys, are you tired of getting gaslit by all this stuff? I mean, the CIA is very busy. Remember the Ukraine money, they actually spell out that they give $2 million to intelligence. I mean, it's just, anyway, sickening. Sickening. And when I asked Alan about Trump not running, I mean, why is he running if he knows it's fixed? It was kind of, did you see? I don't think he knew how to respond to that. He laughed for a second. He didn't know how to respond to that. Anyway, it's just kind of funny. Just things to think about, right? Just like the obvious, the logical. That's what we need to really start doing in this country because they set up a game, good cop, bad cop. And they do it really well. Okay. I wanted to talk about the AGs for just a moment. So this comes from Bob Adelman. The state AGs are challenging the ATF's expanded definition of a gun dealer and what that means. So for several decades, engaged in the business meant a person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business. Okay. Now that definition goes on, but what they're trying to do is get rid of the, they're trying to get rid of the loophole for gun shows. Okay, let me take a caller, and I'll do more on that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, Dershowitz, he didn't want to be... Didn't he know that sweet girl from Utah? She was going to be a harmless little fuzzball to him. He didn't want to get in the hot seat. That's what was going on. But anyway... Just real quick on the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, in Colorado, focusing in on Colorado, mm-hmm. their legislature is ends on May 8th, which mm-hmm. is next week. But their House has already passed a bill outlawing, I mean, like 70% of the what they call assault rifles mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And yeah. then there's just a slew of legislation.
Yeah.
That they're trying to get through in Colorado.
They're making it so everybody is a dealer. If you try to sell something, if you try mm-hmm. to sell it, you are now mm-hmm. a dealer. That's their new definition.
Right, right. And I mean, you know, all this legislation is going to immediately have lawsuits against it mm-hmm. because, you know, we go back to the Second Amendment, there's that word infringe.
Right.
And all these rules and regulations mm-hmm. are just onerous. And, you know, they're being administered by the ATF.
Yes.
And which is,
yes,
needs to be. Thankfully, there's some momentum that the ATF might just be mm-hmm. done away with. And mm-hmm. we know if Trump gets in there, we got a better chance mm-hmm. than Biden.
But, yeah, I think he probably would try to do something about this. The final rule exceeds the ATF's authority. This is what's in the lawsuit from the AGs. The final rule is arbitrary. It violates the Fifth, Second, Fourth Amendments, Constitution separation mm-hmm. of powers doctrine because of the way that they would kind of treat everybody that has a firearm now. And they would know the location of every single firearm now. I mean, because everybody would be a gun dealer. And so the challenged rule is unlawful. Yeah. Amazing.
It's ridiculous. One thing, a bright spot, mm-hmm. is the AG in Texas, Ken Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is a real man, Texan.
Mm-hmm.
And they just filed a lawsuit against Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he will be the next governor of Texas because they're going the right way, and mm-hmm. they're pushing back big time on all this.
Right.
So,
thank you.
But the four corners,
yeah.
you bet. I was just going to say the four corner states
mm-hmm.
Are you really got your work cut out for you there.
I know. Yeah.
Regarding
I have a very liberal Democrat governor that got booed by the Republicans and didn't like it very much, so he called them extremists. Oh, he's just digging his own grave. Anyway, but he, I mean, it's going to be very hard for us states that are saddled with such egregious governors. It's going to be very hard. Yep. I agree with you. Thank you.
I think one last thing I would
sure.
say, and it goes back to the focus of mm-hmm. we really, really, really need to focus on who our sheriff is because, again, the sheriff can just basically come out and say, we're not going to enforce this.
Right.
And basically, it becomes the power of nullification or just plain ignoring
yes.
what these people are doing.
Yes.
And that's the power that the people still have.
Amen. Thank you. I love it. Thank you. You're exactly right. And Chris Ann would agree with that, too, our constitutional attorney. It was funny, you know, today, Drudge, it's so bought and paid for. Drudge. Anyway, it's just like New York Times. It's just like the Compost, Washington Post, all of them. The apocalypse goes mainstream. End of the world chatter is the new normal. Gee, why do you think that is? Could it be because we're losing liberty so fast that before long we will have no freedom of speech? I do mean that. I'm one of the last 1% of the media that tells the truth. We have serious issues. No privacy. All NSA spying. Digital currency coming in with tyrannical control over it. They'll control what you spend and how you spend. People don't realize that. This isn't just transferring from cash to a digital coin. It's not that. It's control. They can actually control you. They can actually say you exceeded your carbon credit and control you. So, yeah, there's a reason it's the new normal of chatter. It's because people are opening their eyes to all the lying and spying. And, you know, we're told to focus on the election and that the election's going to save us. It won't save us. I repeat, the election will not save us. We have to save ourselves. Just like every single group that has been up against the exact same thing in history, you have to save yourselves. Remember that the founders didn't just hinge everything on a new king. They did it themselves and created America. They did it themselves as a group. It's like the first group photo, entry into a new country. Okay, no dictator involved, but a group. Okay, there's a reason for that. Be right back. We have a great topic in the next hour. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.